Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Steel Wars is now on Patreon, and from just $3 a month, you can have a grip of exclusive content delivered to your podcast app of choice and support the podcast you listen to every week. Here's a clip from Questions You Have, Answers I Give. Anyway, Dom, who's actually coming down from San Francisco for the live episode where he can chastise me in person for messing up his surname after he tells me how to say it on the last episode. With apologies to Fight Club, if you could fight anyone from Star Wars, who would you choose and why? Bib Fortuna, I am going to knock you the F out. So annoying. Do not cock block Luke Skywalker when he wants to see Jabba the Hutt. Ugh, you red-eyed prick! Coming for ya. Greedo could also do with a punch, I think. So, but yeah, Bib Fortuna, hated him since day one. So annoying. It's weird because he actually did help me as a youth. I didn't have a Jabba the Hutt. So Bib Fortuna, when I would play Return of the Jedi, he would be Jabba the Hutt. He would take on the role of Jabba the Hutt when I played. And which just shows what an imagination do the youth hold, because I couldn't do that these days. I need my Kenner Jabba the Hutt to play Kenner Jabba the Hutt. And he's in my glass case waiting for me to set up some aliens around him. And I can't wait to do it. Ross Herford. How you doing, Ross? Hey, man. My question is, TFA and what we've seen so far of The Last Jedi have got a little heat for not having many classic aliens and creatures. If you had to pick three classic species that would appear in future movies, what would they be? And what three species would you not want to see ever again? Are we talking films? Okay, so we're talking films. Okay, I'll do the ones I never want to see again. I'm happy never to see, and this might confuse people, I'm happy to never see Ewoks again. My most beloved Star Wars alien. I am happy never to see them because I think their story is done. And it's a giant universe and we should leave it that way. ETs from The Phantom Menace. We could chuck them in there. Let's not see them ever again. It was a fun little Easter egg, but I don't really want Star Wars to have Easter eggs like that. That's a bit pop culture-y, you know. I'm not into that at all. Another creature. I reckon I can do without the female Twi'leks, because I think in the prequels, they were just everywhere, and it's a bit, you know, get over it. Get over it, fellas. We've seen them. So they can be the ones we don't see again. What ones to see again? Wow. Are you guys screaming creatures? All right, I'm going to go with a Mana Man. From Return of the Jedi. He's like one of the Power of the Force figures. Big, sort of yellowy green reptile-y creature. Because it would be cool to see how they could do that effect these days. Like if they could make him walk around, that would be super dope. So let's get him in the mix. Who else can we... Who else could we show? Give me a Rebo. Give me some more Rebos. That's another one that, like, the effects, who knows what they could do. But Max Rebo. Oh my God, what an adorable character. How is there not a Max Rebo beanbag? Like a giant-sized beanbag where you sit in Max Rebo. Oh, blue velvet, some boggly eyes at the top. Oh, all right, I'm not very musical. Sorry, but I love that. And I will go with whatever Maz Kanata is because I just want to see Maz Kanata again. Definitely said what... I'm going to look that up. Maz Kanata. Let's see if she's got a species. Do we know what Maz Kanata is? Do we know... Born, gender, female, where's the species? Oh, homeworld, Takedonda. But that just means she moved there. Maz Kanata was a Force-sensitive humanoid female, first born over a millennium before the brewing war between the First Order and the Resistance. Ancient castle, Doesn't say what she is. Do we have any information? If anyone's got any information on what species Maz Kanata is, please let me know. Another species might be the Yodas, you know, like an early Yoda thing. But I don't know. I'm tempted, but do we unlock that genie's bottle of exploring Yoda and possibly making him less special? For me, whenever they've sort of demystified things in Star Wars, it hasn't gone that well, really, because I think it's fun, like, you know, you mention the Force or whatever and then everyone sort of interprets it. Like, I'm not a big what is that arc in the Clone Wars in Season 6 when they go to the Force imaginary planet? Oh, sorry. What is that called? Mortis. I'm not a fan of it. I don't want to go off into that mystical stuff. I like how they play it off in the movies. Yeah, the Mortis thing, I know people love it, but it just doesn't do it for... I don't want to go up to Force Heaven and see what's going on between some brother and sister dragon or something. I described that episode really well, didn't I? All right, let's go. Thanks, Ross. Ross, you should have given me your picks, man. And I just had a pile of comics fall over because I was trying to fix a crease in one. This is a disaster, guys. There is at least 100 comics. Oh, my God. This is a live comic saving. Oh, my. Oh, we've lost some. Some have been lost. Oh, my God. Please let it be one of those Darth Vader issues that went down the side of my desk. Oh, all right, I'm putting it back together, guys. Oh. So that is just a taste of the 40-minute episode of Questions You Have, Answers I Give. But along with that, we've also got the Star Wars Holiday Special live commentary and the A New Hope commentary, as well as the bi-weekly episodes of Making Steel Wars, where Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, we talk about the stories behind the stories. We've got the Trash Compactor with the Gonk Droid,
Plus, you get the live call-in shows in full with the bonus show and our complete back catalogue of Steel Wars interview episodes. You get sent a private RSS feed, which is very easy to paste into iTunes or whatever podcast app you use, and it just downloads like a regular podcast, starting from $3 a month. There's a $5 sticker pack tier, and then there's a $10 t-shirt tier, and then there's some extra tiers as well, which are pretty fun. And you get to support the podcast you hear every week. And also, there's no mid-episode plugs and all that sort of stuff. So, nice and sweet. Thank you guys so much. If you want to sign up, it is at patreon.com/Steel Wars. May that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.